This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We just talked to Mary Kay Cabot about the Browns, what's going on with the quarterback situation. She has Flacco 1, Gabriel 2, Sanders 3, and then Pickett on hold, I think it was the best way to put it.
Do you think, before we get back into
I want to go back baseball into Guardians, stuff, yeah. Right,
do you think that Pickett immediately loses his standing in the pecking order?
No, I heard either. That yesterday, too. Either. I was listening to some other folks, and I was just like, man, it was almost like, oh, Pickett's done.
No.
Not at all. Like,
I agree.
There wasn't one thing that was said about Kenny Pickett that made me think he's out of the race, that he's done.
Now, if he can't practice for 2 or 3 weeks, that's another story. So let's wait and see. I thought Mary Kay's time frame on this was good. Let's see if he can get ready to go practice against Carolina.
Well, okay, so Mary Kay said, right, they're not going to bring in another quarterback.
Well, by golly.
Because we only have five here. So, and by the way, I mean, is it the end of the world if Kenny's needs a little bit more time to heal?
No, actually, it's not.
It almost works out like, okay, you know, we were all kind of planning on this. I mean, I must have said it 100 times. One of these quarterbacks is going to get hurt or traded during this period between now and the beginning of the season. And I'm not saying that because I wish ill will on anybody. It's just the game.
Yep.
Every time you get comfortable and you think something is right and this is the way it's going to work and it's going to, it doesn't. It never does. Never does. So now you're in a situation where I think a lot of people thought we would be in the first place. Flacco, Gabriel, Sanders. It's either Flacco or Pickett that you're going to replace with that number one spot to start the season.
You would think.
I also like the stuff that she's saying about Sanders and that what we're hearing from the media, too, that's out in Brie every day. That Shador is extremely likable, and in some ways it sounds like we're, you know, you want to root for him. And
sure,
I do. I want to root for anybody that takes a snap for the Browns. So
I like Kelly Holcomb.
That's what I want to hear.
Always wanted to root for Kelly. And Kelly had some big games.
He did have some big games.
Nice fella.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I want to go back to the Guardians now. And you're invited to join in the conversation, 216-474-0092. You know, we got into just the whole gambling thing in baseball, and now you're looking at, you know, you're looking at another situation for the Guardians where they now have two guys on played non-disciplinary paid leave till August 31st due to a gaming investigation. BR, who's a good friend of the show, just sent me a text. He goes, hey, wouldn't this just be a lot easier if the gambling sites would get rid of the, like, these micro betting situations? And if the league started putting heat on the gaming sites to say, you know what, you can't have missed free throws. You can't have rushing for more or less than 4 yards. You can't have...
Who are the leagues to tell the gambling sites that?
Well, they are partners, right? They are partners, and that's one of the things that these leagues came into. It said, look, if we're going to do this, This will give the fans, obviously, transparency. Like, should you be able to bet on balls and strikes? Should you be able to bet on who's going to make the next basket? Things okay, like that. Okay. Micro, they're all tiny little bets within the game
all right.
that I think fans do enjoy doing.
I understand that. It actually makes perfect sense. You eliminate those, then what's next? Hey, did you win? Did you lose? Okay, that's really affecting the outcome of things, isn't it? Ask the
so you're saying it would put
the
more
1919
pressure?
Chicago White Sox.
So you're saying it's better to leave these little micro bets in?
I'm not saying. What I'm saying is gambling's not going away. So, you know, what are you going to bet on? People are going to bet. If you can't bet on prop bets, you're betting on winning and losing.
Right.
That's a more egregious situation if there was something to come up, I would assume.
So I guess there's a bill in New Jersey that...
Not that this couldn't, you know, I mean... Truly, if the Luis Ortiz thing is legit, could throwing a ball in a situation affect the outcome of a game? Sure it could. You know, who's to say it couldn't?
But it's less impactful that if the hitter knows that a juicy fastball is coming right down the middle and it's their favorite pitch and they know they can knock it out of the park every time. You know, once you get into some stuff like that, then you got much bigger problems. But there's a assemblyman in New Jersey that has a bill there now that they're Hutchinson is this guy's name, that he wants to, the pace of micro betting is designed to keep people gambling consistently, making one impulse bet after another.
While watching a game. Yeah.
You know, and we talked about this from the first day this existed. Is micro betting the problem? Well, I'll be honest. Like when this whole thing went down with Ortiz, I was like, "Well, I wonder what he's doing." And then when it goes down to such a little thing like throwing a ball or a strike, I don't know. I'm too innocent, I think, maybe to think that you know that someone would do that on purpose. But I guess you know. Can we be honest? Could the Guardians really be the only team in Major League Baseball that would be accused of this?
Well, can
there's no other team in baseball or any other like
well,
no
not
one
yet.
Else? Yeah.
Can I take this in a different direction?
Sure.
Trade deadline is Thursday.
Right.
Depending on who you listen to. And how about if we listen to Jim Bowden, who's been on the station, you know, a lot over the years. Mm-hmm. Jim just was out on the podcast and said he thought Clase was going to the Phillies or the Mets. And he actually said it was Kwan and Clase together going to Philadelphia.
Yeah, there were stories about that over the weekend.
For big prospects.
I had heard that from the Dodgers, though.
If right.
But I read that. I shouldn't say I heard it. I read it.
Bowden actually said Phillies. And, man, if they had a big deal lined up and they thought, okay, we can move on with a different closer, and they can, despite what happened last night. And it blows a trade that could have been franchise changing. How awful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing. As far as we know, we haven't heard from Major League Baseball, hey, these guys are guilty of doing this.
Yeah.
All we've heard is that they're investigating. What if at the end of the investigation, Major League Baseball says, you know what? It was all cleared up. Misunderstanding. It's all good. And the Guardians missed the chance to trade a guy to bring in 2-3 top-level prospects who could have affected this team for years to come. I mean, seriously, I mean, that's, until we hear anything definitive, that was a possibility, was it not? And now they can't do that. If that was on the board, that can't happen.
It's a game changer.
Yeah,
I also think, absolutely.
That's where I keep thinking, man, if they had something and could have really helped the team by moving a key player without question. But closers are finicky, and you could have moved your closer for a couple of guys who could have been a frontline starter. They've got one of the top young prospects, a pitching prospect in the majors, in Andrew Painter. They have a top-level shortstop prospect. And, you know, if you could have got those two guys in a deal. And, you know, is Clase guilty of anything? We don't know. What he's guilty of is being investigated. That's what we know right now.
So do you think it would be more appropriate to let them continue pitching?
I don't know, Andy. They've not shared what they have. What they have is, yeah, we have an investigation, and they're out for, you know, Classe's out for 5 weeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Okay. Well, if the investigation proves to be fruitless, which seems unlikely, let's go ahead and say that. Doesn't that seem unlikely?
I'm not passing judgment.
I'm not either. But you don't tell a guy to go home for 5 weeks because hey, we're going to check this out. That's where you let him pitch. You let him pitch if you're just checking it out, but you send him home in a pennant race before the trade deadline. So it smells like there's something here.
I think
it could have derailed what could have been a huge trade for the Guardians.
In the real world, though, and I don't know if this is fair or not, sometimes people get investigated for doing things and they get cleared. And nothing's ever been said.
Which is, you know, what I'm saying. That could happen. And if it does, well, then it takes away an opportunity for the Guardians to have perhaps, potentially, made a trade that they might have wanted to have made with their all-star closer.
And this is why I get real antsy on some of the stuff that I don't feel comfortable talking about sometimes, because the problem with any of these situations, whether it's baseball or it's somebody you work with or you're in another, and somebody gets accused of something and then you find out it wasn't true.
Without question.
The damage has already been done, whether they did something or not.
But what?
And people will always look at someone and go, oh, well, remember that? They were accused of that. Well, all that takes is a sentence.
But the damage has been done for the Guardians.
Yeah.
In case they wanted to trade Emmanuel Clase, that damage has been done because now they can't trade him. They weren't going to trade Luis Ortiz. You know, Luis Ortiz looked like he was going to be a member of this rotation for years to come, and that still might be the case. But if they were planning to move Emmanuel Clase, man, this is crushing.
All right, so that leads me to the next question. How important is this Bieber start today?
And he's starting in about 46 minutes in Akron.
Is he the is he the biggest commodity they have right now? I still think Kwan is. I just don't know how they give up Kwan either.
Unless, Andy, the only way you trade Stephen Kwan if you're the Guardians is if you know something. And by knowing something, it means you think he's injury prone? I don't believe this. You think he's injury prone? You know, we've gone over how his batting average has dropped consistently throughout two straight seasons now. Is there an issue there? Does he have leg issues? He's had some leg problems in the past. Are you completely certain that he's not returning here when he's up for free agency, which, by the way, is down the road a couple of years, which is why you want to leave in free agency after the 2027 season? Great. That means we have two more of you. I wouldn't trade them unless they know something. To me, that's the only way you trade one of the few guys on your team who you think is a good offensive player right now.
MLB.com just put out a story an hour ago. Guardians may be shifting deadline plans with Kwan trade a possibility, according to a report.
Well, and if the Phillies or fill in the blank think that Stephen Kwan is their answer and they're willing to part with big prospects and good hitting prospects, you know, you might take a look at this team and think, all right, we're down a starter. Who knows what's coming on with Bieber?
You're throwing in the towel. I mean, 100%. If you trade Kwan now, you're throwing in the towel for this year?
Not necessarily.
Don't you believe that?
I would.
The fans totally will.
I would think that's the case, except for one thing. What if you put somebody else in left field and he hits? You bring up your guy, Kafis, and he hits. Well, okay, there you go.
Yeah. Kafis has struggled a little bit, though.
Yeah, I know, but what the hey? You know, guys come up and hit.
A little bit more on that story, that Athletics' Ken Rosenthal, you know, had said after all this is going down that Kwan is drawing a ton of interest, and Rosenthal named the Dodgers, the Blue Jays, the Phillies, Padres, teams that we've kind of talked a little bit to be in the mix. For at first glance, well, it might seem odd.
He's a good leadoff hitter.
Again, according to MLB.com, it might seem odd for a team that ranks near the bottom of the league in runs to consider moving one of its most reliable bats, but with Class A no longer available as a trade chip, the Guardians may be forced to consider other ways to reshape their roster, including dealing Kwan.
See, to me, dealing Kwan doesn't make you a better team this year.
That's just it. That's why. So if
right. But it might make you a better organization long term.
I'll make
like
this point.
Next year.
I mean, based on what we were hearing out of the clubhouse last night, I mean, if you think they were down yesterday, man, if they trade Kwan, I can only imagine what the rest of the season would look like. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Jimmy and D. Haslam, owners, Cleveland Browns, coming up at noon. Their press conference from Berea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.